This is the Jacksonites Cobra Locker Room Chat here on 103.9 KNZA. Johnny came back with you. Joining me now, Caleb Wick, head coach of the Cobras, brought to you by Ron Kirch Body Shop, C&D Food Mart, Williams Company, and Farm Bureau Rob Wareham. So, Coach, we'll start with this. Obviously, all the guys are ready for week one coming up on Friday night. You'll have Oskaloosa, but I want to ask you just overall, how did the summer workouts go and also these first couple weeks of practice? How has everything gone?
It was great. I think every coach would say that just compared to last year, you know, not having the summer. And then, you know, when you could lift, you had to do temp checks. And if they had a temperature, you had to send them home. And you couldn't do the 7-on-7 stuff and the contact camps and everything that was included during the summer workouts. So this year has been very, very beneficial for everybody. We were able to go to St. Mary's for a contact camp against St. Mary's, Perry, and Royal Valley, so that definitely helped us, and we had good numbers in the weight room, had good senior leadership, and had some good practices during the course of the summer, so it was definitely a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, I know you talk about last year kind of wanting to forget about that. It was just a tough start all the way around for your guys. I mean, you didn't play the first 2 weeks of the season because of everything with the COVID situation, and then you had to play 2 games in 1 week, and just really put your guys behind the eight ball from the start. So how much have you guys really tried to forget about last year, or do you really take anything from the 2020 season?
You know, I think you have to learn and definitely learn from our mistakes that we committed last year, really. You know, we played a lot of young guys, only having 4 seniors on the roster. And, the COVID issue and playing 2 games in 1 week, that definitely hurt us a little bit. But during the course of the year, I felt like all of our young players got better. We took our lumps during the course of the year, but I think we'll benefit from it this coming year. You know, Jason broke his foot in the Troy game and never really came back full strength. And, we had a couple seniors on the offensive line that got hurt as well. So those young guys had to step up. So I think we can see the benefit of that this coming year.
Yeah, and you talk about the offense. You kind of switched things up a little bit last year, went away from the wishbone, kind of spread things out a little bit more. Are you expecting to do more of that this year with the guys you do bring back, like you mentioned, and Jason Bosley and all the speedy guys of Wyatt Bacon, Alex Brown, and guys like that?
Yeah, I think we have to. Anytime you talk to coaches around the state, they say they really gravitate towards their talent and really switch up their offenses to showcase what they have on the team, and I think we'll be doing that a lot more this year. We have the benefit of having a couple skill positions on the outside that, you know, give them the ball in space and they can make plays. And like you said, we're veering away from the wishbone a little bit. We don't have those, you know, 260, 270-pound offensive linemen like we used to in years past. And, you know, we still have a pretty good offensive line. They're just not as big. So we got to use their quickness and their ability to our advantage. So hopefully spreading the ball out a little bit and being able to throw the ball and run the ball, you know, try to get that 50-50 split will be what we're trying to do this year. But, you know, games dictate themselves, so we'll see what happens.
We'll get to see what you have right away coming up on Friday night as you'll have Oskaloosa. We'll talk about that matchup with the Bears when we come back on the Jacksonites Cobra Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside the Jacksonites Cobras Locker Room Chat. Still talking with head coach Caleb Wick of the Cobras. And, well, coach, you open up the season against Oskaloosa coming up on Friday. Again, you did not get to play them last year as you had the COVID situation kind of make things a little different and not get to play them and everything of the sort. So when you look back and look ahead here to Friday night, what are your expectations for the group?
You know, for me, it's just game one. You know, there's going to be mistakes. There's going to be penalties. There's going to be turnovers. And, you know, what we're really looking for is, you know, max effort every single play. And I'm glad what Kansas did here 2 years ago, I think, where they allowed us to have a jamboree. So, you know, we had a jamboree this year at Jeff West with Jeff West and Pleasant Ridge. And, you know, I think it's great for every single team to do one of those because it definitely gets the kinks out a week before week one. You know, we're able to get film. We're able to go see our opponents. You know, Oskaloosa, Horton, and McLeod were at a jamboree on Saturday, so we're able to go scout them a little bit. And, you know, they're a talented football team. I think they're going to be a lot better than they were last year. They got some good speed and some big offensive linemen up front, and they spread it out a little bit and, you know, try to utilize their athletes like we're doing. So I think it's going to be a tough battle here on Friday night. And honestly, I'm just ready for the season to start, ready for this COVID thing to be over with, and just ready to have a full season.
Yeah, and also talking about Oskaloosa, they're also a team that brings in a new head coach. How much does that change your game planning as far as, you know, not seeing the team, what they're going to do, things like that? How much does that change your game planning heading into this week one matchup?
You know, I think week one's the same every single year. I think you really don't know, especially with a new coach, like you said, you really don't know what they're going to run per se. But week one's usually worrying about yourself more than the opponent anyways, you know, worrying about if you're lined up correctly. You know, we've gone over very, very or a lot of formations and how to line up against it. So, you know, whatever they come out with on Friday, I just hope our kids and we're ready for our kids to line up correctly. And, you know, if they change something up, hopefully we can change on the fly. But, you know, they're a good football team. And it's always that surprise, you know, with that new coach. So hopefully we can just come in, prepare ourselves, and just like I said earlier, max effort.
And obviously every coach heads into week one looking for something specific. Is there one thing specific that you are looking for from your guys in this week one game?
Definitely ball security and offensive line play. You know, I did say we lost a couple senior offensive linemen. That was an anchor for our line last year. So I'm really looking forward to seeing our line and seeing how much we've progressed during the course of the summer and how much stronger we have gotten. And so hopefully that can get showcased a little bit more on Friday.
Well, Coach, certainly wish you the best of luck against Oskaloosa on Friday and look forward to hearing from you throughout the year. But thank you for taking the time and good luck.
Thank you very much.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, that's Caleb Wick, head coach of the Jackson Heights Cobras, joining us on our locker room chats brought to you by Ron Kirk's Body Shop, C&D Food Mart Williams Company, and Farm Bureau Rob Wareham here on FM 103.9 KNZA.